Conservation groups are up in arms over a possible new net pen for non-native fish in open waters off the Olympic Peninsula. There's a public hearing on Tuesday in Port Angeles that will touch on the issue. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Clallam County is updating its shoreline master program. The new draft does not include a ban or moratorium on net pen aquaculture. That's in contrast to the moratorium issued by Governor Jay Inslee after the spill of about 160,000 non-native Atlantic salmon in August. King County followed suit with a six-month ban, but Clallam County is allowing net pens with conditional use permits. This has many activists concerned. Cook Aquaculture, which owns the pens that collapsed, has plans to build a new floating Atlantic salmon farm in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. Darlene Shanfald, with the North Olympic chapter of the Sierra Club, says this would be the only Washington facility out in the open water.
These waters are really tough, and trying to set something up in the open waters is not a very good idea.
Cook says it has to move its current facilities out of Port Angeles Harbor to make way for a new Navy pier. Those plans are on hold while the state investigates the August spill. But company spokeswoman Nell Halls says they know how to do this from similar operations in Maine and Scotland.
There's an awful lot of rigor that goes into the designing of the system, into the mooring systems, and we have a great deal of experience in other locations.
Still, many conservation groups say it's too risky. They plan to testify that the permits should not be granted under the new Shoreline Master Program. They say the technology exists to farm Atlantic salmon out of the water in tanks. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.